old sage and different things in it and work it up good and then stuff it. A lot of times we'd just make little patties, you see, right at first. And then the tenderloin, that's good.
I see.
I had tenderloin for lunch today.
I see. Did you have a regular man come to do your butchering? I mean, what was...
We had... But we had an old nigger man, John. I guess he worked for the, you know, Grandpa Sneed and all of the clan. I imagine 40 years before he died. And he and his boys always killed our hogs, hung them up, cut them up. But my husband would cure the hands.
Would you call these men butchers, or how would you refer to them?
They were just hands that helped us with the hogs. We never did call him anything, but John, we called him Old Uncle John, called him boys by the name.
When did you first hear the term? When did the profession of
butcher? Well, I guess I was a girl when the first butcher came to town, had his own meat, and butchered. I expect I was grown before then.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Because we had our own hogs, and we had our chickens, and we had our ducks. And the only way that we would have the fresh beef was to kill it ourselves and dress it all. Once in a while, a man would kill a fresh beef and sell it that day. And you see, you could get that good old fresh beef, and it was better than any you can buy in a store.
And also grazed on fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh.
There was plenty of pastures then. Mm-hmm.
But you never made, you say, anything like liver pudding or liver sausage or blood pudding?
I never made any of those. I have made liver pudding.
Yeah.
I have made liver pudding, but I usually just fry my liver.
Is liver pudding the same as liver? Would it be a sausage or?
No, liver pudding. Oh, you grind your liver. I've forgotten just how I did it. Well, it's on the order of souse. You eat it like that. You don't cook it again like you do sausage. You see, you cook your sausage. And after you make you cook your liver first and grind it and put a lot of stuff in there, and that's your liver pudding.
And you don't reheat it after you...
Yes, you reheat it, but I mean you don't cook it again.
Nice.
You can reheat it or you can eat it cold. Of course, you always eat sounds cold.
But sausage, you have to fry or...
Yeah,
or
you have to cook it.
I see, I see. I was not clear on that, but sausage, the distinction then is sausage...
Sausage is raw.
I see. And you mentioned... Did you grow most of your own, I suppose, you grew your own vegetables?
Oh, yes. Daddy was a good gardener.
See,
we had everything. We had berries, and I told you about the orchard and the grapevines. And we usually had fresh Irish potatoes and peas on Easter.
Really?
He would... he would put his cabbage and onions and things like out in February. And my husband was just as good as my daddy, but I never did work in the garden. He did all the outside work.
And you would have fresh peas?
Fresh peas and those tiny little Irish potatoes on Easter. And that was something.
Did he use the almanac, or how did he?
He did use the almanac, and he planted in the moon, you know, like they say, that he planted his things in the moon.
They really came out.
Yeah.
In addition to Irish potatoes, what did you have any?
We had the sweet potatoes.
And
one time we grew the white potatoes, fall potatoes. And we were very successful with it. We had several bushels that kept over, nearly all the winter.
Did you ever use something that apparently is like a sweet potato, but it seems to be darker and sweeter, or perhaps it's the other way around? The word yam, did you ever?
Well, now yams are sweet.